time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet. I'm Kev on stage. This show, if you're not familiar, me and comedian friends of mine, my bad, we talk about random old stories that most of likely you submitted at internet@kevonstage.com. We have a good time. This is available wherever podcasts are distributed as well, and we have it on YouTube. Today's guest, it's Keisha E., Jasmine W., and Kanisha Bus Webster Bus. So please tell us the story. There was a time on social media you were like, y'all, I'm changing my name, and I respected it, and then I went to say the name, and you said no. So what was that?
So my stage name and comedy name is going to remain Kanisha Bus, but I will be Kanisha Webster personally. Basically, I moved quick, and I was so upset. I'm like, I don't want to be related to my family no more. So I'm changing my name to my dad's last name, right? So that's where the Webster came from. It's my dad's last name. And then everybody that was close to me, they were like, you know, branding-wise, that's a really bad idea. There's like a definition of like cutting your nose to spite your face. Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows you've worked 16 years in entertainment to be Kanisha Bus, and Kanisha Webster sound mad corny. And then basically, they was like, it don't have a ring to it. It don't have a pop to it. And then the bus riders was like, damn, you left us out. That's my crew. Like,
you could have been a Webster's Dictionary.
We was trying. It was like little Webbies. We were coming up with names. Okay.
The little webby,
like we was just trying to come up with names and everything. And then I filmed my special for Comcast, and it was like, this is a big deal.
Is she cute?
It's my hour special. Thank you. And it's like, I had to make that decision. Am I gonna go on with it being Kanisha Webster, and then people not know who that is yet, or go to Kanisha Bus? So that's when I made the final change to keep my stage name Kanisha Bus, because that's what people had knew. And somebody was like, you know, nobody knows your family outside of Seattle. Like, you kind of think that people know these people and they don't. And so it just was like, okay. My mom had threatened never to talk to me again if I changed it. And so So I didn't want her to think that she won. Like, so that's why my Facebook still said Kanisha Webster. All this came from that episode. I ended up right after the Sue stuff. That's why I changed my name. All of this happened.
The butterfly effect from that podcast episode.
Yeah.
You tell us a funny story, and the marquee has got a different last name on it, almost.
So I was like, all right, personally, I'll just be Kanisha Webster, but stage name, I'm just go ahead and leave a Kanisha Bus. And then I did a whole flash sale. Oh, this, you got to get the Bus Rider merchandise. It's going to be original. You'll never see it again. This is it. And it's like, all right, them shirts ain't worth it. We'll be back. Like, Bus Riders, we back. So,
what's your sign?
Oh, God.
The bus, the school.
No, your zodiac sign.
Oh, Taurus, you know.
Okay, so listen, this is what's funny about this. I grew up not being into like zodiac sign stuff, right? But as I've gotten older, more and more people are into it. Even people go to church are into it. And I'm like, bro, I don't believe in that stuff. But apparently, all my personality traits are Taurus traits. So when you said that, I was like, I 100% would have did everything you did, and I would have sold the shirts at a discount, and I would have changed my name back, and I would have been talked into, and then I was like, I wonder if she's my face sign. And then I'm like, it tracks. I don't know how this stuff works, but I 100% would have done, I ain't got none of y'all last name no more. Shirts is on sale. It's a bad business decision. The shirts are back to full price. That's a good point. I have worked 15 years. And I got mad at my family and wanted to change my name to my real dad's last name as a kid. I was like, I'm going to be Kevin Reese. I'll show you guys. I don't care about the stand back in the line, because Frederick got me up close.
Yeah.
To and changing it to Reese was going to be, I'm going to be way back.
Yes.
And Kevin Reese just sucks as a name.
It does.
Kevin
Reese. It sounds like a white man.
Kevin Reese. Ugh.
And I do have to add on, because I almost left out what made me break down with the name change when they were talking about that. I Googled Kenesha Bus. It's everything. If you Google Kenesha Webster, it's a bunch of bitches doing crime. And I just started crying. I'm not going to lie to you. I just started crying. Kenesha Webster is nothing but all criminals. And
you don't want the problem.
Sick. Yeah. Do you understand me? Yeah. So that really was the defining. I was like, and I was just crying. I was in shambles. Like, what have I done? Everything I was trying to escape is now followed me here.
So what this show is about, we talk about crazy podcast topics and we veer off when necessary. These have been submitted by you, the people, internet at Kev on Stage. Shout out to y'all. Y'all got a lot of things that I completely missed. I never heard none of these stories. So the comedians don't know the stories until I say it. Today's first topic. Gwyneth Paltrow has tried rectal ozone therapy. And here's what experts think. Rectal ozone therapy, rectal ozone encephalation therapy, says there's little or no medical proven benefit of the treatment. So,
come on, Kevin Reese Studios.
That was just a funny. That was just a funny byline.
What?
The first thing I thought of, she just went outside and opened her butt to the sun.
Rectal ozone, like that's what.
Who spreading their ass cheeks and opening it to the sun, Kev? That don't make no sense.
But what did the ozone... Like, I've been trying to...
I was thinking orgasm, but I don't know what he about to say. He took me...
That's what I thought. I thought she was opening her butt to the sun.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
But I'm going to read the article so y'all can find out. Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow has dabbled in many alternative therapies, but even she admits that blowing ozone gas up her rectum is pretty weird. She also said it has been very helpful on Monday's episode of the podcast, The Art of Being Well. Let's see. Oh, this is a tweet. Okay, hold on. Many would agree that so-called ozone encephalation therapy is unusual. Not so many concur that it's helpful, at least medically. Several experts spoke up on Twitter in response to the Goop founder's revelation. Dr. Kaveh Hoda, a gastroenterologist in Northern California who hosts a medical podcast, said, please don't get rectal ozone therapy. It's not approved by the FDA. Ozone is a toxic gas with no known useful medical application in specific adjunctive or preventative therapy. Don't get it and don't put coffee in your butts either, is what they told her. The therapy has been touted by some as a way to fight viruses and inflammation, support the immune system, improve blood circulation, speed healing, and more, not just in humans, but in pets also. All right. So basically, will they take a combination of oxygen atoms from the ozone upper stratosphere and they put it into a gas form and they blow it up your booty?
All I hear is Trick Daddy did not blow all in your butt. You know, Nan. What's all I'm fucking hearing in my head?
Like,
how you even
did
get the ozone
air? Check on that?
How do you even get the air? Like, that's where the start. Who is on that mission to get the, are you got a just big ass mason jar? Like, how are you getting the air from up there? Is
what
I need to know.
Why would you want ozone? Like,
do you know how much germs is in the air?
Right.
I hope it ain't no California air.
Right. That's why they do a small check on that. Like, what is it? I'm like, girl, just get a colonoscopy.
Who comes up with this shit? Like, how you be like,
I mean, not a colonoscopy. Colonic? Yes, colonic.
I had a bumblebee in mine, but that's a whole other story.
In your colonic?
Yeah. You know how you could watch it come out when they put the thing?
You had a bumblebee in your intestines?
Yes. Yes. On my child, the bumblebee went by. She's like, it's a bee. I will never forget.
It was still alive?
No.
Oh, you said it like it was like,
you don't remember eating a bee?
Go, no, and I'm allergic to bees, so I don't know how it got in there and why it's not mashed up, why it's not nothing.
It was whole?
It was a whole bumblebee. Maybe it was in the machine. I don't know, but it was a whole bumblebee in the thing going by.
That's that ozone layer. That's what happened.
She had a bumblebee in her booty.
Yeah, I did. No lie. For my kid. I would not. I just got a
I didn't know you could watch the screen.
Yeah,
when the
it's not a screen. It's a freaking tube right there.
Yeah, you can
watch it. Oh, you seen
tube.
It in the live.
Yeah.
In
it's
real
life. Yeah, in real life.
Because the first time I went, it was like nothing coming out. And I was like, yo, what's happening here? Y'all just taking my money. She's like, I just think you really backed up.
No, wait. So y'all, I've never done that before. Do y'all find that helpful? Colonics is helpful? Like, would you?
I almost felt like I feel when I do like a cleanse, like a juice cleanse. I felt really lighter in my mind. Mm-hmm. I felt really like clear. I didn't feel as bloated because I do get really like bloated and like inflammation. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, I think you were, I only did two and they suggest you do like four or something like in a row kind of. So,
dang.
I didn't mind it though. I mean, I was like, maybe I'll do this again in life. The second time, then it was like, okay, There we go. First of all, I was like, but you're going to have to give me a discount or something because we ain't do nothing here. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did more this morning.
That's some stuff. I done
see. Yeah, got my money's worth.
Right.
I'm like, you said you weren't supposed to put coffee beans in your booty hole. I'm like, wait, I got to
people
text
do
somebody
coffee enemas all the time.
Oh, I didn't
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know why they were saying that either.
Yeah, coffee enemas.
I got to cancel,
you gotta cancel my
that.
Plans tonight.
Let me get a grande white chocolate mocha them beans. I'm going to throw that in my butt. I got some ozone air. Gwyneth Paltrow has a lot of just weirdness associated with her.
Yeah.
There was a story about her. Where she was just like, she was talking about her diet. And she like only had coffee and like bone broth.
That's an eating
like
disorder.
All she was eating for serious. She was like, it has all these benefits. People were like, man, you gotta eat. You can't survive. And the video where she did it, she looked
like a skeleton.
She's like,
I feel the healthiest I've ever felt. She's like, hand me this cup. I feel the healthiest I've ever felt in my life.
What?
Yeah.
Like, why?
That's the coffee
I
talking.
Like to eat too much.
You are wasting away. She really be looking, bless her heart.
Yeah.
But bless also, she heart. Is so rich, man. I remember one time she went viral because she didn't know she was in like Spider-Man or something. Like the Marvel movie she had. They had shot a scene at the end of Iron Man that she was shooting, but it wasn't for Iron Man. And she was like, I don't really watch my movies. I just do the work and I go home.
Yeah.
And then she was talking to, I think, Robert Downey Jr. He was like, no, you're in this Avengers movie or Spider-Man, one of the two. She was like, no, I'm not, man. I did the Iron Man. She's like, girl, I'm telling you, like, this scene, I just watched her. This scene is in the movie. She's like, let me check my checks. And she was like, oh, snap. I wasn't
check
mad.
My checks.
I'm like, Marvel shooting YouTube video movies. Like, okay, we're going to shoot this for Iron Man, but while you here, we're going to put this in the video. That's what I would do.
We can change clothes.
Marvel Studios. And also, Marvel, this is unrelated, but I think Marvel is suffering from too much. There's too much stuff on TV. They got movies. They got television programs. It's too much. I just wanted to say that. I got Disney Plus, and it's too much.
And that, you click that Marvel button, Panther. It's everything.
It's everything. But it's too much, man. There was a five-year period where like, everything was good. Like it was like they didn't miss, and then Avengers. But after the second Avengers, I feel like that was the peak.
Nothing could outdo Endgame, especially to your left. Everybody start coming out. Captain, I'm crying and cheering. Nothing, no moment is ever outdoing.
When them niggas came through, Ebombay, I felt like I wanted to run into the movie screen.
Yes.
You ain't seen it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I remember the part when that shit had blew up.
Yeah. I was like, girl, what?
I don't know what y'all talk about.
You guys are missing
the only
one
Marvel
of the greatest
thing I've seen is that was Black Panther's Marvel, right?
That was Black Panther's Marvel.
Okay, oh I've seen God. Black Panther.
You have
why,
it's
why
one
do you
of
hate
the greatest
movies?
Things.
I want to take a quick break from the show and talk to you about DraftKings. Listen, NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You'll start the season with an instant dub. And with DraftKings parlays, everyone's got a shot at even bigger basketball wins. String together multiple bets from the same game or build your parlay across multiple games for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Basketball is more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code CRAZY. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly from betting just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code CRAZY. The crown is yours. And now back to the show.
What?
First of all, have you know, I just went to the movies last week. I like movies.
Why haven't you seen it?
I
expect this out of Keisha.
Though.
Why haven't you seen Avengers?
It's probably actually the same reason. I don't go to the movies. Like, I went to the movies to see Wakanda, and then I went to see Little Mermaid. That's the past 12
I've
years.
I've never seen Little Mermaid.
I went to the movies twice.
There's no movie called Wakanda, but black folks don't call stuff whatever. We name it, nigga. We seen Wakanda 1 and 2.
I haven't even seen the second one.
You ain't seen Wakanda 2?
Oh.
Wakanda 2.
I'm going to watch it when it come on DVD.
Y'all would, oh my gosh, please watch it. Please watch it. Especially Wakanda 2 is so black woman motivated and led.
Comic books. I actually thought when I heard Black Panther was coming out, I was excited, right? Because I was like, Because my dad was part of, like, the Detroit chapter, like, the Black Panther Party. So I was like, oh, I'm there. Like, I got my outfit ready. Like, I
thought it was a documentary.
Like, it's going down. Like, this is where I shine. Because when we be playing games, and it'd be, like, movies or TV, and I'd be like, but then when it be Black History, and you playing, what is it, Heads Up, or the Black version of it, then they be like, Keisha, come on, let's put Keisha in, right? So I'm like, this is where I shine. And then I was like, huh? And people start putting up, like, the dashiki stuff. And I was like,
So y'all took it back to Africa. Y'all really took it back.
I was confused. I was like, who is
Don Cheadle? This is Black
Panther. I just did the group text like, we going to watch it. So now I'm committed. Now I got to show up. And I was like, oh.
I ain't seen Huey Newton. Okay. I ain't seen Bobby Seale. Like, why are these niggas flying and stuff?
I was really confused. Like,
who is T'Challa? Was he from Oakland or he from the Chicago chapter?
Okay, I'm from Oakland and trapped, you know what I mean? But I was like, maybe it's going left.
Why ain't nobody got on leather jacket?
I was confused. I was very confused.
Why ain't it a leather jacket or a beret?
Lipstick, like.
Doesn't you start out with the brothers in Oakland and look like
it's like, the first week? I was ready for it. Like, I know, like, oh,
and it did go back to the 70s, so at first, she's waiting for him to pop up and don't never happen.
To 82, I was
put the
like,
suit on, he was like, hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
It threw me.
What kind of bound is on?
Yeah. I don't watch superheroes. Stuff. I don't read comic books. I don't watch superhero stuff.
Thinking that Black Panther.
I thought it was Black Panther. Because why would y'all name it Black Panther then? Say something else.
It's a Black Panther.
Yeah. Say, call it something else.
And it was written before the Panther.
It's called Wakanda, first of all.
Keisha, like, it. This is what Detroit looked like before gentrification.
Like it. It's like a jungle. The motor.
I was bamboozled. Give it another name. Give it another name.
Yeah. You was in there with the beret and your leather on everybody else. Full colors, get that cloth, everything.
Man, I was ready. Like, ooh, it's gonna be good.
You should went to Oppenheimer. Like, where the ops at? Where the ops at? I thought this was all about ops.
I don't watch superheroes.
So the Color Purple you thought was about crayons.
Okay, first of all, Kevin Stage Studio is still responsible for my therapy bill after having me watch The Color Purple.
Oh yeah.
And people were like, it was some people like, that's my favorite movie. And I was like, are you like
it a should not
sociopath?
Be. Are you? That movie is so traumatic.
It took me a whole week. I was like, damn, we shoot. I literally I can fake it. I had to get some tequila.
We would have known if you didn't get
that movie
it.
Was whoo.
Wow. As a black woman, it's wild.
And why would y'all be watching this as kids? Everybody be like, I can't believe you ain't seen New Jack City. No, I can believe it because they were smoking crack and I was 7.
Hey, we did. We watched a
why
lot of
why was y'all watching this?
Yeah.
What? I was watching Boys
y'all
in the Hood.
Y'all said like, I can't believe you ain't seen this first movie. Like, I was 7. Nigga, what? Right.
Forget that childhood stuff. When American I saw Boys in the Hood, I thought, what's that nigga name? Morris Chestnut. I thought he died for real. And then I seen him on the Tonight Show that night. I was like, hold up! Ricky died. That's how I know it should have been. Why I couldn't even understand that.
Yeah, I was
too young. I thought that nigga was dead for real. Yeah. And then he came out and shook, not Tonight Show, it was Arsenio. He came out and shook Arsenio's hand. I said, hold on. Hold on.
That is hilarious.
But that is actually really interesting. Black people be mad at you and see a traumatic rated R movie
y'all
at 6.
Like, I've never fully watched Menace to Society. It was, why? Because it was just...
It was good. Keep your ass out them games, homie.
I could barely finish Snowfall. This dude was like, you from Detroit? I was like, I don't know what y'all think about Detroit. I didn't grow up around crack
Snowfall
pipes.
Snowfall had nothing to do with Detroit.
That was not, no, people were just trying to say like, oh, you from Detroit. People think like,
oh,
I'm like
because you're
I
from
didn't
Detroit,
grow
you
up
like
in
that.
The projects. I didn't grow up around crackheads. Police weren't riding down my street. I didn't see any of this. Like,
so you left that and then you went and dated drug dealers.
Yeah. So maybe you should have watched the movie so you know the answer to your consequences and you will be keying up the whole and ruin the car show.
I dated more like
everybody.
Ghost type of drug dealers. You know what I mean? It's
different. Boss energy.
It's different.
So what Keisha's
they
answer?
They weren't corner boys. They weren't dusty dudes.
Oh, the supplier.
You know what
they
mean?
Was the connect.
I wasn't in no trap house. People like, oh, you be in a trap. No, I'd be in the main house, the real house.
Listen, let me tell you what is Keisha's flex. I don't date street level drug dealers.
Okay.
I date the nigga that they roll up to.
Yeah.
I date a Rico nigga. You dating these hand to hand? Hand to hand niggas? This nigga is selling drugs personally?
She dates the Barksdale. Barksdale.
Hey, Bob. Barklow.
That was in my past life. I date deacons and school teachers now.
Deacon.
And, yes.
That's so interesting. Not the Keishas of the world. who live. They don't have that life, but mm-hmm. they are attracted to niggas in that life.
Oh, people be thinking like, "Oh, she a down ass chicken." I'd be like, "No, I'm snitching. I'm not doing jail time for you, sir. And if you get more than 2 years, I'm out of here. Somebody else out here."
I'll be like, you know,
don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know nothing because I don't even want to be put in that situation, you know?
Just because you date those guys don't mean she attracted to that life, in my opinion. It means she just like black men. It's like
they holler at
the variety.
Me. I did a joke about this and I was like, I am being preyed upon, if you think about it.
Please, because
those
more.
Are the dudes, they're not looking for Londons. They're not going to date a, you know, Amber. Like, they come to the Keishas. I don't approach dudes. Dudes approach me. So I'm consistently getting approached by... You know,
because the drug dealer's fault.
But no, my one of my ex boyfriends is a school teacher.
There you go, balancing it out.
Yeah.
It, on the scale of Keisha's relationships, how many tend to be in the legal life versus the non-legal life? If you had 100, not if you had 100.
It's very even. Actually,
are you counting drug dealers or?
Actually, I've had more relationships with legal. And here's the thing. Some of the drug dealers were legal as well.
Okay. Wait, some of the drug
dealers. Businesses.
Oh, yeah. Other
stuff. They're called front businesses. They're not legal, Keisha. If you'd have watched these movies.
Stringer Bell in the coffee shop.
I know. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. So I got my first car.
But no, because here, guys, I think you guys have the wrong idea. One of my ex-boyfriends was very legal when I met him, and then it just transitioned into... And I couldn't just be like, oh, I'm out because you sell drugs. You know what I mean?
Fair.
You could, though.
That's a choice you can make. Yeah. Interestingly enough, you can't do that.
People be like, how you got all these degrees and you date drug dealers? I'm like, every girl in Detroit has, maybe you just didn't know, but, you know.
Every girl's dated drug dealers?
For the most part, if you're in Detroit.
In the comments. Oh, and you're, if you're in Detroit.
Yeah.
I think everybody has one. I've had one. You know what I'm saying? I
was
think
he everybody hand to hand one. Or he was?
No, it was a fucking corner boy.
Corner boy, Kanisha.
Ah, Kanisha.
I was 16. Okay.
I don't think I've ever 21. Dated a drug dealer. I don't think I've ever dated a drug
That's
dealer.
Why I learned what a Bosco is, and they'll make you, like, you'll be out there with them, and if the police roll by, they'll be like, kiss me real quick. So it looked like that. Like, it's a lot of stuff, and you can't go in their pocket and stuff. That's how I knew. The minute I tried to go in his pocket, and he held it, and then, but yeah, I wasn't on Keisha level. I didn't have no
police
boss.
Coming by. He thought, kiss me real quick. The police coming by.
No, they
I
do.
Never heard of it.
23rd and Cherry. Wait.
Oh, Cherry.
Yeah, 23rd and Cherry. That's where we was at over there. So
that was crime.
Yeah, that, and that's why that I was standing crime. Out there. That's what, listen.
I seen some ladies of the night walking down there.
23rd and Cherry. Was wild
I didn't know
day.
Seattle had.
That's the Central District. Yeah.
Every city has its part, but yeah. I was like, there ain't no way Seattle does. I was wrong.
Oh, no, that nigga's got... I grew up on Martin Luther King in Alaska. I was drive by it. It was wild up over there. The Central District of South.
I ain't no more of a Seattle thing in the corner of Martin Luther King in Alaska.
Yeah, right there, Rainier Vista.
South end. Right, like, those two streets sound like they should never intersect.
Oh, my God. All right, next story. A Florida man. Also, it's also funny how many of these stories are Florida men.
I was about to say, you know this about
well, that.
Florida man arrested for trafficking cocaine stuffed Lunchables in his Ford F-150. Kanisha, you laugh so funny. Two Florida men were recently arrested by the Ohio State Patrol after a large quantity of cocaine was found in a rented Ford F-150 in their possession. Much everyone's surprised, illegal substance was stashed in Kraft Lunchable containers. The report says the troopers noted excessive speed. The truck's speed was not disclosed. Aggressive lane change would lead to a traffic stop. They didn't know you're supposed to drive
regularly.
That's
regular. What I'm saying. Right. You come did on, this, brought this upon yourself.
You got to follow the rules. Anyway, they were stopped, and they noticed they had a large amount of Lunchables.
The officer's probably trying to eat a Lunchable. That's how they found out.
You have so many Lunchables.
Like, why are you? Hold on. This got 20 Lunchables in here. Get out the car. Oh, step out the car. So they found Lunchables stuffed in the... I'm sorry, cocaine stuffed in the Lunchables. They had a whole bunch of guns, all kinds of stuff. They had... Dang, 1,262 pounds of dissolved cocaine, $4.4 million in the fuel tank as well. Oh, somebody gonna die for that.
So
tell
wait.
Us how much trouble they'll be in.
Okay.
First of all.
So they had Lunchables in the cocaine.
They got more than 2 years. I'm out.
Definitely.
Well, wait, Lunchables, aren't they clear on the top?
Yeah. No, they had the, these were the yellow box one.
Oh.
The full box one. Yeah. Not the, like, you thinking of the, like, the little square ones?
That's the one that come with the drink and the cookie.
Yeah, and they give you a little peek. Sometimes they give you a little peek into the little Capri Sun on the inside, but it's covered.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had Lunchables, but I thought that they were clear. Okay. It's in the box. Okay.
It's in the, let me show you. So these got the drink. You got to understand. They got the extra large. Okay, so you're thinking of these Lunchables. Right?
Yeah.
But the box one is bigger. They got the, they can fit the hoagie in there.
They be having a sandwich. They be having everything. Yeah. Cookies. You get
the little Nestle Crunch bar. Everything.
Oh, they love throwing a Kit Kat and a Nestle Crunch.
Okay, see the loaded, the uploaded. That's the big one. And see that
that's
one.
That's one Lunchable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one Lunchable. Because they got the drink in there. They got Cheez-Its in that one. I bought a lot of Lunchables in my life for my kids. See, this is the box too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, I didn't know you can dissolve cocaine and put it in a lot of different stuff on the Dirty D. Have you seen that on Tubi?
No.
Oh, man.
Now you know she ain't seen that.
That's your city's finest work. The Dirty D, they were selling liquid cocaine.
Is that the one where they had the curved gun? Because that's when she stopped running around the
tree. Also, Tubi is
nothing
like,
surprises.
They be having full sex scenes.
Yes.
In the Tubi movies. I didn't know. I thought there were some regulations.
No.
Hold on. Wait.
The Dirty D.
I got to reschedule what I got going on after
you got
this.
You got the coffee bean. Full. I mean, me and Melissa was like, people was like, we was kind of feeling like we seen everything on Netflix, blah, blah, blah. So Melissa was like, what are y'all watching? People like, low key, I've been watching stuff on Tubi. It's really entertaining.
Yeah.
So it's like some of the stuff is so bad, it's good.
Yes.
So there was like, people was like, you got to watch a show called The Dirty D. It's about a drug dealer in Detroit. You probably know him. And, but in this show that he's selling liquid coke, he dissolves cocaine into a liquid form. Mm-hmm. And he basically sells bottles in the club. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, he sold a bottle to a person, but he has liquid cocaine. Mm-hmm. But.
So you can drink cocaine is what you're saying?
No. In order to use it, you have to basically...
Oh, Keisha, go ahead and explain it to us. She was about to tell us. I'm sorry, Keisha. This is your lane.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine taking out to the table, you pick up the bottle for it and your shit? Next thing you know, you're on the roof thinking you're a goddamn bird. Because what the fuck? Because you know how you just be sneaking in the table?
Yeah. She's sneaking in the table. No.
I know. You know
how you nobody reaches over the roof.
Oh, shit.
Both. No.
I'm telling you, you got to have a little bit more to reach up.
Okay.
That's why.
They're totally distracted.
Yeah, we'll let me get an invite.
They'll push me in the chest and be like, get out of the way. You ain't got shit over here.
Oh, God.
Jack was in the pusher in the chest. Move on, nigga. Hilarious. Watch out. Condition like titty fur. Pour me a little drink, nigga. You see the titty?
Yes, it happens. It works every time.
Jasmine, they come so behind me. Come behind me. Nah, nigga, we see you. And now she's safe.
I am finished.
Oh my gosh.
But in the show, after a certain amount of time, it goes back and crystallizes to like actual cocaine. Then you can take it out and cut and all that type of stuff.
Wow.
Okay. So I guess they did that in the Lunchables. They had it in the shape of like the little, you know, the little sandwich parts. Mm. They had it in between there and the cheese and stuff like that.
Mm. That sound like it didn't sound like they had a search warrant to me. That's the first, like.
That's for
I know they got probable cause.
Yeah.
How you saw some Lunchables and you decided to search my car? That sounds.
You gotta have the stuff that has a secret compartment. Like there's a Pepsi bottle that you can twist like the bottom off. Whatever. Like, you gotta have like stuff like that.
They have stores that sell basically false bottoms of everything.
The
it's for like
downtown.
They have it?
Yeah. They've been at those.
At the alley?
It's so you can sneak stuff on the plane and stuff in your carry-on and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like
it was a dude on my flight
basically anything. Anything you like can see in a bottle, it can be has a false bottom to put drugs in. I've seen a YouTube video about it, so it has to be real.
It looks legit.
Yeah, it looks like this right here, and I'll be sitting here sipping it. It'd be crystallized cocaine across the whole they won't know. That's how it be.
Damn.
Oh my God. All right. Dang. Before we go, this other story, I kind of felt weird about it. Let me know if y'all want me to read it.
Okay.
I picked it, but then it felt weird because y'all are women.
Oh.
This man broke into a woman's house to tickle her.
I'm sorry.
That.
I'll read it.
It's because the shit just be ridiculous. Go ahead.
This is the Tribune. Okay, I thought it was Tacoma. Man stood trial accused of invading a woman's home and tickling her awake was acquitted of burglary by the Supreme Court jury yesterday. Quentin Bethel told the jury his closing address that he got into a home invasion concerning alleged home invasion on Wellington Street. Hold on. Okay. The jury had previously heard the testimony of a woman who said she was woken up by a man she claimed to be Bethel who was rubbing her feet. It frightened her and she screamed at the top of... Screamed and the laughing burglar fled the house. he faced a 20-year sentence if convicted. He argued that the complaint had mistaken him and the prosecution had no evidence. And... He said, how do we know someone actually broke into her house? Who's to say this wasn't staged? He told the jury the prosecution was attempting to use their emotion to produce a conviction as it's opposed to using evidence. The whole thing's been a waste of time, blah, blah, blah. And he was let go.
Mm. Well, first of all, he shouldn't be facing no 20 years for tickling.
Yeah, I'm like, how you
tickling?
Facing 20 years for tickling?
That's,
what?
When you say it like
where's
that?
Where's that in the Constitution, first of all? You got to explain to me. You got to show me.
No, if you break into your house. So if you telling me if somebody break into your house and put hands on you, you don't want them to.
Niggas not be breaking, no entering, years. Killing, stealing, and don't get 20 years.
Yeah, they be doing all type of stuff to women and don't get no 20 years and children and don't get 20. It's 20 true. Years is excessive.
Particularly,
but that nigga need to do 6 months and some.
Maybe it was
because
of such a petty crime, like.
But if you woke up a nigga was tickling you, you wouldn't want him to go to jail for a long time. Even if he was tickling you, he's in your home.
I wouldn't want him to go to jail for a long time, but I'm just excessive. Saying, how y'all letting other niggas slide through the cracks?
No, don't worry about other niggas. You worry about tickling nigga right now.
No, but you know what? Like, I'd be thankful that all he was tickling. You know, you just be happy to make it out. Like I'm glad he ain't trying.
But for me, he probably get 20 years because I'll die if he tickle me. I can't.
You don't like being tickled?
I can't breathe. I literally cannot breathe.
Really?
From laughing?
From being tickled. Like, I cannot breathe.
I'm not ticklish. So, that's crazy. So, if you can start getting ticklish.
I will literally, like,
oh my,
nigga,
you're allergic
I
to tickles.
I cannot breathe.
You are dying from tickling, and you're not tickled at all.
I can't because my uncles used to hold us down and tickle us till we cried and peed on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, now I have no,
your
like,
body
they used
was
to
like,
that nigga
us.
Need 20 years.
Yeah.
What? To the point of urination? What?
Why did they do that?
They used to do all type of shit. they were young, okay? And so
you're gonna be tough on these Martin Luther King in Alaska streets. What?
You're gonna be tough on the Martin Luther King in Alaska streets.
But that's so I'm not ticklish. Yeah, it was. I hate tickling this. It was miserable, and they would just not stop, and we would cry in peace. So now I'm not ticklish at all.
When somebody tickles you and you're done with it, it's not fun no more, and it's the worst. Like you want to fight a nigga, like
yeah.
Like I'm laughing, but it's not funny, yes. Bro. Stop for
yeah.
real.
Yeah, yeah. So
Kanisha has had a life.
Kanisha be spinning out the most traumatic thing.
Somebody DM me that, like, you and Kanisha need a podcast where y'all just tell stories.
I'm like, call it trauma bonds.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you just spit stuff out and, like, it's never, but I'm so, I've healed from so much stuff that it's easy for me to just sit and be like, no, wait, what happened?
They might as well, he might as well have waterboarded y'all.
You're,
what do you
you're
mean?
A victim.
Yeah, they used to torture us all the time.
You can't say that, Cassidy.
They soaked my thumb in hot sauce. That's why I don't suck my thumb no more. While I was asleep.
Oh, that's black.
You know,
oh,
yeah, that's normal.
Like that.
I think.
Black.
Oh,
that's normal. Under our eyes and stuff like that while we were sleeping, rubbing our face and smother it. They used to just do wild shit.
I see why they called you this time. This episode will get took down to CPS. Gonna be at what is the statute of limitations on child abuse? What?
Right.
Yeah, I used to sock us in the stomach sometimes.
No, wait. Okay. But we got candy, and it wasn't our stomach. It was the mouth. There
candy.
Was three levels. I've told the story. They would sit on the back of the car, and they would punch us in different levels. So each level, one, you get one candy. Two, you get a couple pieces. And if
you survive,
your shit, then you get a whole thing. Now, I used to do one and two. My sister, she used to do the three, just bust her shit and then get all her candy.
What's
at once.
What's wrong with me?
But,
so y'all were human piñatas.
Yeah. But all the other kids in the block would stand in line. They would sit on the back of the car and just punch us in the mouth for candy. Yeah. But you volunteered. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to.
Oh,
you wouldn't just be like, can I have a dollar?
No, yeah, you didn't have to. Well, I mean, you couldn't get no candy, but yeah. So
you know what my uncle did one time? He said, y'all want to play football? And he was the quarterback. And he threw the ball, we caught it, and then he was quarterback for the other side.
What?
Wait, what?
That was healthy uncle
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm like.
Kalisha's uncle was socking her in the face.
Right.
They
and
were.
My uncle was like, go long. He threw a football, yeah. And I caught it, and
well,
it was a great day.
They were young gang members. You know, they were just kids. They put our parrot in the microwave because he wouldn't cuss. Like, it used to be crazy shit. It was sad. Yeah. All the time. And then, but he would come out, ah, shit. And this is on my child. I would not make this shit up. Ah, shit. Like, so they would put him in there for 30 seconds. Oh, shit. And they, because they would try to get him to cuss and they wouldn't, and they put his ass in the microwave. And every time. Oh. We could call them.
Where are these people now?
Calling Kim's phone with a lawsuit. Right. That's where they at. Watching this episode.
I love my own. Pins, like y'all.
They screen record. You can't redact.
She did it
they
again,
They
calling
y'all. One of them lawyers that we have a rap music playing in the background.
You guys, they was teenagers.
This time she ain't getting no carry.
They're teenagers.
Just straight body shots. Boom.
Oh my God.
Let's stop this episode before Kanisha's Thanksgiving is ruined. This has been I Saw This on the Internet, the collection of crazy stories with your favorite comedians. Today's guests have been Jazmyn W. That's Jazmynw. Kanisha Buss, Webster Buss. And Keisha E. It's Keisha E. Follow them on social media. Find them when they come to your city and do shows. They're all very funny. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.